I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Soul School Lesson 16. If you've listened to this show for any length of time at all, you'll know that Wednesdays is Soul School and Fridays is a longer conversational episode with guests. And one of the things I try to do is present a lot of different viewpoints and interesting people and interesting ideas. And I don't try to just shove things down your throat that I believe or that I'm thinking at the time that I think you should believe, but I try to present a lot of different things for you to consider and that will spark your muse and that you can take and use for yourself. And one of the things I've been concentrating on this month has been meaningful work and calling and vocation, and seeing how you might apply some of those things to your life and the projects you're working on. And someone I've been in contact with in their work is Cal Newport, who's written the book called So Good They Can't Ignore You. And some of the ideas presented in the book I found were really interesting, but actually went against some of the things I said in a previous episode. But worth mentioning here, and I thought, I'm going to bring this up, and yeah, it's going to go a little bit against what I said before about following your passions and curiosity, but it might be really useful, and I think it's well worth mentioning, and I learned a lot from it, so I want to mention it today. So this is the sort of book, So Good They Can't Ignore You, and I will have show notes that will link to this book, but of course you could just probably just do a Google search or an Amazon search and find it for yourself, but I'll make sure to have links in the show notes at sparkmymuse.com. This is the kind of book you would read if you feel really frustrated at work, or you feel maybe like quitting your job, or maybe you feel like you want to find your passion or take that next step. You're not sure what that next step should be. And Cal defines three traits that define great work. They involve creativity, impact, and control. And when people consider themselves to be doing great work, they involve those three aspects: creativity, impact, and control. Unlike so many other people, though, Cal says not to focus on your passions, and this kind of runs counterintuitive, so it sparked my interest, it sparked my muse, and I thought, what? Let me see more. Tell me more, Cal. The better people are at their jobs, and the more control they have, the happier they are, he says. And this is actually not a passion mindset, but a craftsman mindset. Instead of focusing on your passions, he says, and asking about your job, is this who I really am, or is this something I love to do? He advises that you slowly and earnestly build your skills over time so that you get so good that you can't be ignored. You hone your skills so they become rare and valuable, and then you can leverage them in what he calls career capital. And you can leverage them for the kind of control that you want. Its expertise is really what he's featuring and focusing on instead of just kind of running after your passions. Now, there's three things that he says disqualifies you from being able to apply this kind of craftsmanship mindset. They were so good, I had to share them with you. I found them extremely useful. So say you're in a job, and I've found myself in this exact spot. I've often worked for myself, but there have been plenty of times I've worked for other people too. And I've found myself in these situations. And you might be in the situation for yourself, and you can kind of assess if this is where you are. And if it is, you might want to make a shift in where you are and what you're doing, or just have an exit strategy. These are three disqualifiers from making it possible for you to develop the kind of skills that you would need to develop rare and valuable skills and have a craftsman mindset and develop your craft in a way that you can leverage it later. So if your job presents few opportunities that will distinguish you by being able to develop relevant skills that will become rare and valuable. So if you're in a position where you're easily replaceable, you can't really develop these rare and valuable skills where you become specialized. Number two is the job focuses on something you think is actually useless or perhaps even bad for the world. So if it's sort of meaningless or useless work, and or maybe it's even just something that you think isn't even healthy. I don't know what that could be exactly. I'm sure there's examples out there, and I don't want to get too specific. So a few things spring to mind, but I'm not going to mention them. Number three, the job forces you to work with people you really dislike. Now, I thought this was actually a really interesting one because some of us are in jobs and we feel like we can't help who we work with. We maybe like some people and we maybe dislike other people. But apparently, if the job forces you to work with people you really dislike, it outweighs what you can attain by gaining skills. When one of these things are in place, your chance to develop the craftsman mindset skills dwindles. And so then it becomes counterproductive for you to be there. Lots of times in these circumstances, we'll end up building up other people's empires and giving up a lot of control in our lives. Even when the money is there, it doesn't compensate for the loss. And what is lost is the time that we can spend on developing these rare and valuable skills. So you, in a sense, need to cut your losses in those kinds of situations and limit the time you're going to spend at organizations where you're building someone else's empire and you're not really gaining specific skills. So in a sense, if you're in a situation where you're sort of micromanaged or if you're in a situation where your skills are greatly diminished to skills that are easily replaced, you're in service to an empire, essentially, and you really start to feel like a cog in a machine instead of a central player, like an important piece on a chessboard. And it's sad that people who are empire building often don't see that it would take very little appreciation of the other players, of the other employees, to make them feel like they were having a real stake in the empire. But I think what happens is, as people are empire building, they don't sense that people want to build skills. Or maybe they're afraid that if they build those skills, they'll just take them elsewhere. But when people have a stake and they're building skills that are rare and valuable, they can gain an ownership in an emotional sense. So this is building the craftsman mindset instead of seeking your passions for meaningful work. And what happens is, as you build a craftsman mindset, the passions follow. That's Cal Newport's contention anyway. And I thought it was a really insightful and unorthodox way of looking at meaningful work. So your homework is to take a little bit of inventory at some of the rare and valuable skills you've gained over the last few years of your life, whether it's been in your hobby or in something that's a side job, or something that you've gained through your employment, whether it's soft skills like people skills, negotiating skills, technical skills, some skills that are very specific to your field. And write down an inventory of 10 to 20 of those skills and see how they are most rare and valuable, that you might be able to leverage them into something else that would give you greater control, which would give you leverage and really greater fulfillment and happiness for something else to come. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that made sense. If you'd like to contact me, feel free to contact me on Twitter or at sparkmymuse.com. There's always that avenue. There's a contact page there. And I really enjoy some engagement too on the facebook.com/sparkmymuse page. That's kind of the community page for what I'm doing here on the podcast. And once again, I just want to reach out and thank you so much personally, from my heart to yours, that you would listen to this podcast and spend some time with me. I really deeply appreciate it.